Hello, this is Jared Hull, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And I'm here again with Josh Radford. He's been here with me for this is the second week. We just had been having a wonderful time with the Father and the Holy Spirit. As you guys have experienced, if you've been listening in the last few days, today we're just going to pick back up off of being filled, the importance of the filling of the Holy Spirit. And yesterday I kind of gave a dream that the Father gave me about the body of Christ, empowered, walking a victorious life, a light, free, happy life, and correlations and it being an exact representation of the scripture in Ephesians 5:15, all the way down to verse 20. And it says, be wise, don't be unwise. Know the will of the Lord. So apparently we can know the will of the Lord, right?
Amen.
I mean, we can know the will of the Lord.
Yes.
Not, you know, if it's the Father's will, you know what? We can know the will of the Lord. And you know what the will of the Lord is? Being filled with the Spirit in Jesus' name. And so I know we were going to keep up on that this week. First of all, we thank you so much for tuning in. We know you guys don't have to take the time out of your day. It means so much. And we thank the Father that His will be done in this, in Jesus' name. Josh, I know you had a few things you wanted to share about the being filled. And you know much about that. You know much about that. So,
well, we really have a ministry about being filled with the Spirit.
That's what it is. And, that's what it is.
And so, again, I just want to say what an honor it is to be here on the radio program, and so glad to be here today. And I'm telling you what, God is so good, and He really wants to fill His people with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a free gift. He is a gift the Father gave Him, and it's the promise of the Father. And Jesus said, go tarry in Jerusalem till you are endued or clothed with power from on high. So we want to be endued with power from on high. I mean, it's not some sort of mysterious thing or something crazy out there that, you know, you have to really research every scripture and every Bible verse. I mean, it's plain right in front of us. Yeah. I mean, it is the next step after salvation.
Yeah.
You know, when they were saved and then they were filled with the Spirit.
That's right.
And so, Kenneth Hagin always used to talk about, Dr. Hagin would talk about being filled with the Spirit. He would say the Spirit within at salvation and the Spirit upon at the infilling.
Yeah.
And the Spirit within is when the Holy Spirit comes in to your human spirit and makes that human spirit a brand
new creation.
Spirit, a new creation, a new species.
Yes.
Some translators say, but in a new person.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. So you receive the Holy Spirit at salvation. That Holy Spirit's there. The Holy Spirit is there. And, the Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 5, most surely I say to you, unless you are born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Right.
You've got to be born of the Spirit,
right.
Born again of the Spirit. And thank God for the Spirit within.
Yes.
But there's more than just the Spirit within. But the Spirit upon. And it said, when the day of Pentecost was fully they all gathered in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and clothed in tongues as of fire sat upon each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. The Spirit of God gave them utterance.
That's right.
It came upon them.
That's
it
right.
sat upon them. And throughout the book of Acts chapter 9 with Paul's life, Acts chapter 10 at Cornelius's house, Acts chapter 19 again at Paul talking to John's disciples, is all about the Spirit coming upon the already believer. And when the Spirit comes upon you, He comes upon you and totally saturates you and infuses your whole soul with Him. That's what the Amplified Version said. It said they were all filled or infused in their soul with the Holy Spirit. And so He comes upon you and not just comes and just sits upon you, but saturates throughout all your pores.
Yeah.
And the Spirit within connects with the Spirit upon, and you really have a Holy Ghost explosion then. And that's when the tongues come out. Amen.
That's right.
Because it's like, you know, I always describe other tongues like when you sit a kettle on heat and you put it on high and that kettle boils that water, there's an alarm, you know, alarm. I don't know if you got that on the radio, but it's an alarm that goes off. When the boiling point hits, you hear the alarm of the kettle. And that's the other tongues. And I'm telling you, it's not like, will I speak in tongues or do you speak in tongues when you're filled with the Spirit? Listen, you can't help it. But if you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll speak in tongues.
Right.
It's unhelpable.
Right.
It just happens. That's I don't know if helpable is a really a proper word, but it just happens. And so when you're filled with the Spirit, you will speak in other tongues. And let's just talk about other tongues for a second, because a lot of people think that maybe it's something that grandma used to do or it's some strange old Pentecostal sign. But really, the reason why he gives other tongues is because the Bible tells us that the tongue is the most unruly member of the body. It's unruly. That's what it says in James chapter 5. But it also, the Bible also tells us that that there is the power of life and death are in the tongue. And so your human language was speaking death. But when that Holy Spirit came in and that other tongue started to come out of you, all of a sudden life and blessing started coming out of your mouth, the pure, unadulterated word of God, the will of God, and it starts to strengthen you.
That's right.
And when you pray in the Holy Spirit, number one, it cleans up your vocabulary, it purifies your soul, it strengthens you. It really, when you start praying in other tongues, you really take a bath in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that tongue is a gateway into the supernatural realm. And when you start to pray in other tongues, you start to be able to see into the supernatural realm and see with the eyes of faith, and your spirit starts to be able to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
And you start to be able to understand what God is saying. That prayer language, that other tongues is so vital and so important. And I'm telling you, one of my major goals is, because we minister to a lot of young people, is to see a whole generation of young people baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. We've got to get them under the anointing, under the fire of God, and tell them the importance of that heavenly language. It will start to be able to, when you start to be able to pray in tongues, they said the tongue is a rudder. The tongue is like a steering wheel. You can start to steer yourself in the ways of God.
Oh, that's it. It says in Romans 8, I don't have a scripture in front of me, that it says that the Spirit himself intercedes with our iniquities.
Right, that's 8.
Yeah.
26.
26.
Yeah.
That because of our iniquities, the Spirit is praise the will of the Father.
Yes.
Through those things. Well,
iniquities,
what do you mean? I don't know certain things. I don't know what's going on. I don't have full comprehension of my natural thoughts, but the Spirit prays those things out. That's how powerful that is.
Yes. Yeah.
Man.
And so, man, it's important for us to be filled with the Spirit and let those other heavenly language, those other tongues come out of us. It's the language of heaven. You know, I always tell people, you know, that's my native tongue. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm an alien and stranger to this world. I'm really speaking my English language, really, that you're hearing me, is a foreign language. But when I get filled with the Spirit, that heavenly language, that's my natural tongue. And that, you know, listen, you can tell a person is a citizen of a certain country by the language they speak. You know, if they're Chinese, if they're from China, they speak Chinese. If they're from France, they speak French. If they're from Spain, they speak Spanish. If you're from heaven, you speak in a heavenly language.
That's a sure sign that's a believer coming down the road.
Glory to God. I'm telling you what, it's an important thing. And I want to encourage you today to let that heavenly language come out of you, and you start to pray in that heavenly language and take a bath in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Take a bath in the Spirit. Actually, that's what we're going to do right now. I know you probably don't hear this that much over the radio, but I want you just to stop what you're doing for a moment, and we are just going to worship the Lord and pray in that heavenly language. And if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit or you need a refreshing of the Holy Spirit, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Just say this with me. I receive the Holy Ghost right now. Lord, I pray for those out there that have never been filled with the Holy Spirit. They be filled with the Holy Spirit right now with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And just let that other tongue out right now. Just pray with a shinge, bondongo, barambo, bondo, koshi, mengere na mongo, ribondo, rina mandere, ribongo, rembo, shotoro, bengere na mombo, rumbo, tongo, rina mandere, ribo, shotongo, bengere na male, ribo, rina mate, take a mondo, rinda bando, bengere na mondo, ribo, bondo, rumbo, shondo, gondo, oh, rinde, ringe, rembo, mombo, rondo, rinda mongo, rembo, bongo, oh, glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. Thank you for that heavenly language right now. Listen, let that flow out of you like a mighty river. I'm telling you, sometimes when you start, you can't stop. Oh, rambambanda in de bongo rombo shongo bondo robo shoto. Don't stop. Don't worry about when this radio program ends. You just keep praying in other tongues. And let the Lord start to speak to you, and let the Lord start to do miracles and clean your vocabulary and purify your soul, and let that tongue change, be changed, and change your way of thinking and speaking, and speak life and blessing over you right now. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Oh man, I feel the Holy Spirit right here in this radio studio.
Father,
oh man, we're going to continue speaking on this subject all week long. Tune in and don't miss one broadcast.
Don't miss it. Please do not. For man, praise God, if you guys could be here, I'm sure the same Spirit is with you guys right now in the name of Jesus. Man, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You guys just stay. When we let you go, don't unhook. What I mean by that, by don't unhook, you just stay in that place in Jesus' name. She kidding me, stay. She kidding me, stay.
Glory to God.
That we stay, that you stay in me, that you'd stay. Father, that you'd stay, that you guys stay, that you stay. It's the Father's keeping, and then there's your yielding, and then there's the Holy Spirit's unction. And he's unctioning in you in the name of Jesus to higher places that you're not comfortable to.
Stay in the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, you can reach.
It's been a good day to be on the radio with you. And if you want to get in touch with our ministry, you can just go to revivallife.net, or you can look us up on Facebook/Josh Radford Official. We love you, and stay full of the Holy Ghost.
That's right, guys. You know, Josh Radford, what a blessing and a gift from the Father. I just encourage you, his podcasts and his videos and what his ministry schedule. You guys go to that website and check it out, and what he's up to and what's going on as well. And reach out to his ministry, and as well as my grandmother's Billy Brim Ministries at Billy Brim, BillyBrim.org. And just if you just want to see what's going on, you know, my grandmother's in Israel right now. But if you want to inform us and tell us about the blessings of the Father and the things that he's doing for us, that's what we want to hear. That is the fruit. And I'll let you go. And as my grandmother says, shalom, shalom.